When I first became a Christian, no one ever explained to me exactly why Jesus had to die on that cross. They just kind of assumed that I knew. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. When someone accuses you of doing something you didn't do, what's your response? I guess our natural instinct is to defend ourselves, to prove our innocence, to set the record straight. I mean, why not? And yet Jesus, as he was accused of all sorts of things he didn't do by people who weren't worthy of him, as he stood before Pontius Pilate with his very life hanging in the balance, he said nothing, absolutely nothing. I mean, he was facing crucifixion. He knew that, a brutal death on a cross, and yet he didn't defend himself. Why? What was he hiding? What was he thinking? Mark chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. So Pilate asked Jesus another question. He said, "You can see that these people are accusing you of many things. Why don't you answer?" But Jesus still didn't answer, and this really surprised Pilate. What was really going on here behind the scenes? What could Jesus see that no one else could see? Well, as he stood before Pilate, Jesus knew that he was standing trial in a different court, in the only court that mattered, in the court of God's justice. And he was there on trial on behalf of me and you. The reason he didn't say anything was because he was carrying my sin and your sin on his shoulders. As he stood there on trial before God, his Father, he knew why he was there, and he knew that there was simply no defense. Jesus was silent for you and for me. They tried him, they flogged him, they nailed him to a cross, my cross, your cross. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus said that if we want to be his disciples, we have to take up our cross and follow him. Now that can be confusing because we somehow imagine that it should be easier than what it is. And that's what our latest life application booklet, Shouldn't It Be Easier Than This, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.